I'm Dan Novak.
This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. The death toll from the massive earthquakes that have devastated Turkey and Syria continue to rise, with thousands killed and thousands more injured in what Turkey's government says is the worst such disaster to hit that country in decades. Reuters correspondent Matthew LaRotonda reports.
Dozens of countries and international organizations are scrambling to rush in aid. Civil defense or search and rescue teams, some including dogs, are coming from places such as the U.S., U.K., Spain, Iraq, Pakistan, India, Taiwan, and Russia. Even war-torn Ukraine has said it's ready to send support to Turkey.
Reuters correspondent Matthew LaRotonda. Families in Turkey's epicenter of Monday's deadly earthquake gathered around a bonfire, desperate to stay warm in the freezing cold weather. Temperatures in some areas were expected to fall to near freezing overnight, worsening conditions for people trapped under rubble or left homeless. Rain fell on Monday after snowstorms swept the country over the weekend. While international aid has poured into the country, search and rescue teams have struggled to set up shelters for survivors. Ukraine sowed confusion on Monday about whether its defense minister would be replaced, creating doubts about the leadership of its war, just as it braces for an expected Russian offensive. A day after announcing he would be sidelined, a top ally of President Volodymyr Zelensky appeared to row back, saying no changes would be made this week. The confusion caps a two-week crackdown on alleged official wrongdoing, Ukraine's biggest political shakeup since Russia invaded a year ago. This is VOA News. Mali's military government has ordered the rights chief with the UN peacekeeping mission in the country to leave by Tuesday. Annie Reisenberg reports from Bamako.
Guillaume Ngefa Atondonko Andali is the director of the Human Rights Division of the United Nations Multidimensional Integrated Stabilization Mission in Mali, or MINUSMA. A government statement declared Andali persona non grata, or unwelcome. Several countries have accused Mali of working with Russian mercenaries to fight Islamist insurgents, but the government says it only works with official Russian instructors. Several journalists and rights groups have reported on alleged abuses committed by Russia's Wagner Group of mercenaries in Mali. Annie Reisenberg for VOA News, Bamako, Mali.
At least 15 Nigerian Muslim pilgrims on their way to Senegal were killed when gunmen in Burkina Faso attacked the buses transporting them, Nigeria's President Sisi said on Monday. According to a Senegalese religious order, unidentified assailants attacked the convoy of buses on Wednesday and killed 18 passengers. The pilgrims were on their way to a religious ceremony in Senegal from Niger and Nigeria, a trip that involves crossing jihadist hotspots in northern Burkina Faso and central Mali. U.S. officials said Monday improvements ordered by President Joe Biden to strengthen defenses against Chinese espionage helped identify last week's spy balloon and determine that similar flights were conducted at multiple points during the previous administration of Donald Trump. White House National Security spokesman John Kirby firmly rejected Beijing's claim the U.S. violated international law by shooting down the balloon.
That's why we did it about 6 miles off the coast inside our territorial airspace, so that we could comply with international law, unlike the Chinese, who didn't comply with international law by flying it over sovereign U.S. airspace.
Kirby also told reporters on Monday the U.S. military has begun collecting debris from the balloon. The U.S.'s largest movie theater chain is charging more for where you sit, AP correspondent Margie's Arletta reports.
AMC Theater's new sightline pricing structure charges moviegoers based on where their seats are in the theater. Seats in the middle cost a dollar or two more, while seats in the front row are a little cheaper. Those value sightline seats require a membership in AMC's subscription service. AMC has rolled out the pricing in some locations and plans to have it in all its American theaters for showings after 4 p.m. by the end of the year. I'm Margie Zaraletta.
British author Salman Rushdie has said he finds it very difficult to write after being stabbed in New York last year in his first interview since the attack. He told the New Yorker that the stabbing has left him with mental scars. I'm Joe Ramsey.